Christ's divine journey to heaven, ascension in flames. In the heart of Judea, among the rugged hills and ancient olive trees, a momentous event was about to unfold. The sun was setting, casting long shadows across the landscape and painting the sky in hues of gold and crimson. The air was filled with anticipation as the disciples of Jesus gathered around him, their hearts heavy with the realization that their beloved teacher was about to leave them. Jesus, the Son of God, stood before them, his countenance serene and his presence radiating a divine light. His earthly mission was complete. He had walked among the people, healing the sick, teaching the word of God, and spreading a message of love and redemption. Now it was time for him to return to his heavenly Father. Although the disciples felt sadness at the impending departure, they were also filled with a profound sense of reverence and awe. As the final rays of sunlight bathed the earth, the sky began to shift and shimmer with an otherworldly light. The disciples, eyes wide with amazement, watched as the heavens seemed to open up. From the ethereal realm, a chariot of fire descended, its brilliance rivaling the sun itself. The chariot, ablaze with holy flames, was a manifestation of God's power and glory. It was not an ordinary vehicle. It was a divine conveyance, prepared to carry the Son of God to his rightful place in the heavenly realm. The disciples, overcome with emotion, could hardly fathom the magnitude of what they were witnessing. This was the fulfillment of prophecy, the culmination of Jesus' earthly journey. As the chariot of fire drew nearer, a sense of peace and divine purpose enveloped the scene. Jesus, with a serene smile, turned to his followers, offering them words of comfort and hope. "Do not be afraid," he said, his voice calm and reassuring. "I am with you always, even to the end of the age. You have been chosen to carry forth my teachings, to spread the love and word of God. Know that I go to prepare a place for you, and I will return." With those words, Jesus stepped into the chariot of fire. The disciples, overcome with emotion, watched as the chariot began its ascent. The flames danced and flickered, illuminating the path to the heavens. It was a sight of unparalleled magnificence, a testament to the divine nature of Christ and the glory of God. The chariot soared higher, carrying Jesus into the celestial realm. The heavens opened up, revealing the grandeur of the divine kingdom. Angels, their wings shimmering with divine light, welcomed the Son of God with hymns of praise and adoration. It was a moment of celestial celebration, a testament to the victory of good over evil, light over darkness. As the chariot ascended, a sense of profound peace settled over the earth. The disciples, though filled with a sense of loss, knew that Jesus' ascension was not an end, but a beginning. It was a promise of eternal life, a testament to the boundless love and mercy of God. They had witnessed the ultimate miracle, the divine ascension of Christ in a chariot of fire, and their faith was forever strengthened. The Virgin Mary, Mother of Jesus, stood among the disciples, her heart filled with both sorrow and joy. She had borne the Son of God, nurtured him, and witnessed his divine mission. Now she watched as he ascended to his heavenly throne. Her heart swelled with pride and reverence, knowing that her Son had fulfilled his divine purpose. She was a symbol of unwavering faith and devotion, a beacon of hope for all who believed. In the days and years that followed, the disciples carried forth the teachings of Christ with renewed vigor. They spread the word of God, performed miracles in his name, and lived lives of unwavering faith and devotion. The story of Christ's ascension in a chariot of fire became a cornerstone of Christian belief, a testament to the divine nature of Jesus and the eternal promise of salvation. The chariot of fire, a symbol of divine power and glory, remains etched in the hearts and minds of believers. It is a reminder of the ultimate sacrifice, the boundless love of God, and the promise of eternal life. As Christians, we are called to live lives of faith, hope, and love, carrying forth the teachings of Christ and spreading the light of God in a world that often dwells in darkness. In our daily lives, we are reminded of the divine journey of Christ, the chariot of fire that carried him to his heavenly throne. It is a call to live with purpose, to embrace our faith, and to share the love of God with all we encounter. The story of Christ's ascension is not just a tale of divine intervention. It is a call to action, a reminder that we are all part of God's divine plan. As we reflect on the story of Christ's ascension, let us remember the words of Jesus, "I am with you always, even to the end of the age." In times of joy and sorrow, in moments of doubt and faith, we are never alone. The divine presence of Christ is with us, guiding us, comforting us, and leading us on our own journeys of faith. The chariot of fire, a symbol of divine power and glory, reminds us of the boundless love and mercy of God. It is a testament to the ultimate sacrifice of Jesus Christ, who gave his life so that we might have eternal life. As we live our lives, let us strive to embody the teachings of Christ, to spread the love of God, and to live with unwavering faith and devotion. The golden horizon had long since faded, replaced by the soft glow of twilight. The disciples, still gathered, felt the warmth of a new understanding. The fire that had once enveloped their Lord was now a fire within their hearts, igniting their spirits with an unquenchable zeal for the path laid before them. It was clear that the journey to heaven, carried by a chariot of fire, was not merely an ascension but an invitation to each believer to rise, to spread their wings and to soar towards the eternal light of God. Each step, each word, and each prayer became a testament to the chariot of fire. And as the night embraced them, stars twinkling like celestial beacons, they knew that Christ's promise was a living, breathing reality. The journey to heaven, carried by a chariot of fire, was a journey they were all destined to embark upon, a journey filled with the radiant love and grace of God. In the years that followed, the story of Christ's ascension became a source of inspiration and strength for Christians everywhere. The apostles, filled with the Holy Spirit, traveled far and wide to spread the gospel. They faced persecution and hardship, but their faith never wavered. They remembered the sight of their Lord ascending in the chariot of fire, and it gave them the courage to face any trial. Peter, the rock upon which the church was built, traveled to Rome. There he preached the gospel with fervor, converting many to the faith. Even when faced with martyrdom, Peter's faith remained unshaken. As he was crucified upside down, he remembered the chariot of fire and knew that his soul would soon be reunited with Christ in heaven. Paul, once a persecutor of Christians, had his own divine encounter on the road to Damascus. Transformed by the grace of God, he became one of the most fervent apostles, spreading the message of Christ to the Gentiles. He traveled extensively, founding churches and writing letters that would become part of the New Testament. Despite facing numerous trials, including imprisonment and shipwrecks, Paul's faith never faltered. The memory of Christ's ascension in the chariot of fire was a constant source of strength and inspiration for him. John, the beloved disciple, continued to spread the gospel and care for the early Christian community. Exiled to the island of Patmos, he received the visions that would become the Book of Revelation. These visions, filled with imagery of the heavenly realm, further affirmed the divine nature of Christ and the promise of eternal life. John's writings have provided comfort and hope to countless believers throughout the ages. As Christianity spread, the story of Christ's ascension continued to inspire and strengthen the faithful. The early church fathers, such as Augustine, Athanasius, and Gregory the Great, wrote extensively about the significance of the ascension. They emphasized that Christ's return to heaven was not a departure, but rather the beginning of his reign at the right hand of the Father. It was a promise that he would come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. The Virgin Mary, the mother of Jesus, was also revered by the early Christians. Her unwavering faith and devotion were seen as a model for all believers. The Church honored her as the Mother of God and the Queen of Heaven. Through her intercession, many miracles were attributed, further affirming the divine nature of her Son. Throughout the centuries, the story of Christ's ascension has been depicted in countless works of art, literature, and music. Artists like Raphael and Michelangelo created stunning visual representations of the chariot of fire, capturing the awe and majesty of the moment. Composers like Handel and Bach wrote beautiful pieces of music that celebrated the ascension and its significance for the Christian faith. The story of Christ's ascension also inspired many saints throughout history. Saint Francis of Assisi, known for his deep love of nature and humility, often reflected on the chariot of fire. He saw it as a symbol of God's presence in the world and a call to live a life of simplicity and devotion. Saint Teresa of Avila, a mystic and reformer, had visions of the heavenly realm that strengthened her resolve to serve God and reform the Carmelite order. In more recent times, the story of the Ascension has continued to inspire and uplift. During times of war, persecution, and hardship, Christians have found solace in the promise of Christ's return. The memory of the chariot of fire has been a beacon of hope, reminding believers that no matter what trials they face, Christ is with them always. Today, the story of Christ's ascension is celebrated in churches around the world. The Feast of the Ascension, observed 40 days after Easter, is a time for Christians to reflect on the significance of Christ's return to heaven. It is a reminder of the promise of eternal life and the call to live lives of faith, hope, and love. As we gather to celebrate this feast, we are reminded of the words of Jesus, "I am with you always, even to the end of the age." These words, spoken before his ascension, are a source of comfort and strength for all believers. They remind us that we are never alone, that Christ is always with us, guiding and protecting us. The chariot of fire, a symbol of divine power and glory, continues to inspire and uplift. It is a reminder of the boundless love and mercy of God, a testament to the ultimate sacrifice of Jesus Christ. As we live our lives, let us strive to embody the teachings of Christ, to spread the love of God, and to live with unwavering faith and devotion. The story of Christ's ascension in a chariot of fire is a wondrous miracle, a promise of eternal hope. The image of Jesus departing this world in a chariot of fire symbolizes his transcendent journey, leading us toward a brighter future. It is an invitation for us to place our faith in God, live meaningful lives, and look forward to our heavenly home.